Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party every Tuesday from 6 to 7. I am DJ Star. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Hello. I'm right here.
We've switched up the script for once. And so I'm thinking I'm DJ Star. I'm DJ Coco.
And I am the rightful DJ Star. Thank you very much. And thank you for tuning in today. We will have some conversations surrounding AI later and how it impacts humanity, like that kind of thing. But before that, we will be playing a song called Rolling Down the Hills, and the artist is Glass Candy.
We're going to try to transition this as best we can. See how it works? Okay. There we go, I think it's playing. But
yes, and the album is Beatbox. I've been playing this song a lot recently, and I love it. And I hope you love it too.
Hope you enjoy.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bye. Plus tu parles, plus ça paraît. Je te tape encore. J'ai peur qu'avec toi ce soit pareil. Je sors un peu trop fort.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are tuning into Slumber Party. My name is DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was Más Cerquita by Miel de Montaña and Girl Ultra. And before that was Somerset by Rauza. They have a new album that was just released on October 10th. They're from Montreal. I liked that one.
And too.
Before that was Black Box by Automatic. They also had a new album. Less new, but still dropped on September 23rd. And they came from LA's DIY scene. So I think that covers it all. And yeah, we're just gonna get into the topic of today, which is AI. It's a pretty big topic. There's lots of different types of AI, but we will mostly, I think, focus on ChatGPT among other...
generative AI particularly, and more of the impacts on human development or just human aspects of it, because there's a lot of other impacts that AI has on environment or ethical reasons we could get into, but we're going to hone in on for this for now.
Yeah, we have a little section on the environment and stuff like that, but we'll try to like do a general summary of like the pros and cons, I think, before getting in to the impacts on humanity.
Yeah, because AI, I mean, it's not all bad. We're focusing more on the bad aspects of AI in the episode, but there are a lot of good things that have come out of artificial intelligence, of course, you know. For example, having increased efficiency and productivity is great in some sense. For an example, insurance companies are able to validate, assess, and approve claims faster. So that would really speed up that process and help us. And I think this one's also massive, is that it reduces a lot of human error. And human error has caused pretty big incidents, such as airplane crashes, for anesthesiology, IV infusion errors, or even in mammogram or radiology, people can miss seeing cancerous cells. And so AI is able to pick up on these, on the human error and pinpoint it down.
But also, this is more of a con, but just latching on to this pro is that AI makes a lot of errors too, but they're like less scrutinized in a way, because we see AI as this almighty force who's like very intelligent and all-knowing. We're less critical of, I guess, the information that it gives us, so we're like, oh no, we'll let it pass. So that could result in errors in that way, like the oversight of it.
And yeah, the bias can make mistakes as well.
Yeah, and there's just an example I found of that happening, is that like a lawyer in New York, it was like a federal case, and they cited a case that was like completely fabricated by AI and completely made up, and they were even doing their research through AI. So like there are these things known as AI hallucinations. That's when inaccurate or fabricated information is presented as facts on AI. And I've seen that on ChatGPT. I've like experienced it myself and like tried to find a source. It's not there. Like it doesn't exist. So there's like that kind of error in a way too. Like there's just, they just make it up if they can't think of anything else to say.
I've seen some information when I try to pull it off ChatGPT and it's from Reddit.
Yeah.
Some comment there and I'm like, okay, maybe I should go consult the internet.
Yeah.
But yeah,
AI, sidebar.
Yeah, sidebar. But AI does have its pros. At work, I work in research, and so my coworker really likes to scroll through LinkedIn and see all these posts of what AI is doing, and they are true. So I've heard of things like something called a capsule endoscopy, which is this little AI chip that you can now swallow to scan your entire digestive system, which is crazy. I saw the video too. But I mean, that's pretty incredible. And another thing is I saw a news article about an AI brain implant giving a paralyzed stroke survivor the ability to speak with facial expressions on a brain computer interface. So, I mean, there's a lot more accessibility, I think, that AI can give, especially for people who are disabled, for example.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good perks of AI, especially in science and math, like where it's actually like helping with progress, but then in other ways, like, it is taking jobs, I guess, is like a big thing that people are worrying about. And like, it may help with insurance companies validating and assessing, approving claims, but then like real people used to do that. So it's I guess a question of like where is everyone gonna go? Mm-hmm. Like, actually, it comes up.
So like, brings us to our cons. A little bigger than the pros in our opinion. But yeah, as DJ Star said, unemployment and this economic inequality is going to be pretty substantial with this era of artificial intelligence. And specific stat, they say that by 2030, 3-14% of the global workforce will need to switch jobs and learn new skills. Mm-hmm. Which is insane.
That's a lot. And like, the unemployment rate is already pretty high in BC, at least. And I looked at, like, I was just curious what the most at-risk jobs were. I think Microsoft dropped a list of like 40 of the most at-risk jobs, and I just like looked through a few, took a few that looked like, oh, okay, this is not great. But like, historians is like one of the top jobs that are at risk, which is already history is like pretty skewed, I think, but just having AI be responsible for like certain historical information based on what's already biased, and then we're viewing AI as like this omniscient, like all-knowing, powerful being telling us about history, it's just, I don't know, it makes me feel a little weird.
Yeah.
Also, writers, authors, editors, so any of this kind of like writing area in careers is not going to be looking good. Even radio DJs, that was actually, we made the top 40, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Which is,
we're out of here.
Yeah, that's, I don't like thinking about that. Like, if you're listening on the radio and there's just, it sounds like a person, but it's actually just AI.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I feel like,
it makes me feel a bit bad.
The news shows would most likely be taken over by AI, but more personal shows, I guess, will still need talk show host, but
maybe
that's a scary thought. Maybe we gotta switch volunteer
and
places.
Yeah, literally. There's also models. So like, yeah, like any, I don't think runway models, but just like commercial models, or like, you know, that's also terrifying.
Yeah, I've actually never thought about that.
Because
that is
terrifying. You know, already we have the unrealistic beauty standards, and then now it's actually just AI.
My boss at work today was showing me a deep fake.
No,
of, it was of her family friend from Poland, and my boss sent a picture of the family friend, a picture of my boss's dog and cat, and the family friend sent back a video of the dog and cat playing together just with that image. And it was a completely AI-generated video. And I actually thought it looked super realistic,
no,
in my opinion.
Have you seen the ones of Jake Paul?
No.
He's, like, doing his makeup, and, like, it's totally deepfake, but it looks so real.
That's terrifying. And the amount of fabricated information that is already out there and will be out there is going to be unfathomable.
And the fact that it's going to be pretty much indiscernible at a certain point, too. Like, we already can't really tell some of them. Some of them I do. Like, my mom shows me a photo, and she's like, oh, yeah, like, I want to get my hair cut. These are my inspo pics. I'm like, that is fully AI. Like, the hairdresser is going to be like, dude, how am I going to do this? But, no, I feel like it is getting a lot better, so.
Mm-hmm.
I did see this take, though, that they were saying that AI could actually undermine capitalism by automating all of our labor. So, like, mostly, almost every job is just, you know, can be taken over by AI and done by AI for, you know, a much lower price. But then we also, somehow, in this theory, like, we also get paid enough to live. So it doesn't really sound like capitalism. But they're just saying, like, if every job is, like, pretty much taken over by AI, how will capitalism actually function without human labor? Just a thought.
Interesting. Food for thought.
I don't think it could. I don't think it could. Like, I think people are just going to starve more likely.
I mean, there's got to be some jobs out there. We'll always need manual labor.
Yeah, manual labor.
Nurses, et cetera. But other at-risk jobs, I think, speaking kind of from, not from experience, but my family's experience, is the marketing industry, because my mom went into marketing. And now you can create art and advertisements with AI. And, you know, right now at this point, it doesn't look too good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, give it a couple years and it will look the same as a human. And so that's terrifying as well.
My friend's dad is an artist, but he uses AI-generated images and, like, asks AI to, like, paint them in a very, like, rustic style and then sells them.
Wow.
And people buy it, apparently.
So. I mean, the fool is who buys it. So.
Yeah, definitely, but I don't know. It's just a little
ethic morality.
Yeah, a preview of what could be possible, even more.
But aside from all this economic inequality, unemployment, I think is the biggest issue. But there's also the environmental impact of AI, which briefly mention is that the carbon and water impact, because even training just one AI model is reported to produce 300,000 kilograms of carbon dioxide, which is equivalent to 125 round-trip flights from New York City to Beijing.
Whoa.
That's one.
That's crazy. And also, like, just using one prompt with ChatGPT, like, uses up one water bottle or something, because they have, like, all of these data centers and cooling systems for the data centers. And just another side note is that Amazon, Google, and Microsoft all have data centers across the world in like some of the driest areas in the world. For example, like Microsoft, 42% of its water came from areas with high water stress, and Amazon was kept asking, like, they're trying to build this like giant one in the north of Spain where it's also super dry, and they were asking the government to like increase it by 48% their water allocation, and they're like, yeah, like, we need more water because climate change makes it even more hot and more dry, so we'll need more water. And it's like, guys,
ridiculous.
And like the farmers are out there like struggling with their crops already, and they were saying, like, in this article that I was reading in the Guardian, they're like, where are they gonna like take the water from? They're taking it from us, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's also that not super responsible use, because they need to be in dry areas because they don't want like the ocean salinity to get into the data center in any way.
No.
So anyway, yeah, also not the best.
Yeah. And speaking of these tech giants, also the fact, another con of AI is this domination and this monopoly by all these big tech that will slowly grow even more powerful because they're the ones with AI behind their fingers. So,
yep.
Little side point there. Among other,
there's a, yeah, other we have cons, a lot of little, you know, points here.
We could go on and on. Yeah. I feel like. But maybe we should go into the developmental impact. So this is what we kind of want to hit more on, is the impacts on humans, ourselves, our thinking, the way that we interact. So the main ones we're going to highlight is, first of all, cognitive decline. So there's that one. Decision-making, bias, and how that influences us, and just loss of human connection in general.
Yeah, just in general.
So
it's already was not on a good track, but with AI, it's definitely getting worse.
Mm-hmm. So the first one, cognitive decline. I actually read this, I guess, research study months and months ago in the Globe and Mail, and pretty popularized study right now. It's conducted in 2025 by Michael Gerlich. So he's from the SBS Swiss Business School. And it just talks and goes about the idea of how AI is increasingly performing the thinking for us. So this reduces our opportunity to actually practice our critical reasonings. And, you know, you could argue like, oh, you know, we had calculators and the internet and all these things came around.